What's the most exciting and most watched sport in the United States? If you said anything else but football, you lose. Welcome to the Air Raid Attack Podcast. Nothing's more exciting than college or pro football. And when we say football, we don't mean soccer. Oh, no. We'll hang, we'll give you in-depth analysis, and you know what? Football and life have a lot in common. So you'll hear us tackle life topics sometimes, too.
Right!
So let's do it. This is the Air Raid Attack Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
And this is your host, Air Raid Mike.
What's up, everybody? Yours truly, Mike here. And if you're listening to me, that means guess what? That's right. Brand new episode of the Air Raid Attack Podcast, all the way from Oklahoma City, home of the soon to be tallest building in America. True facts. It's tall. Whatever. I don't know exactly how tall. I think over 1900 square feet. Lord Jesus, 1900 feet. But hey, I guess Oklahoma City is known for something besides barbecue. But nonetheless, got a fun show ahead of time. We are making history, our first pure wrestling show tonight taking place. And what better way to bring her debut on the Air Raid? And excited for this guest. She's the host of the Uncaged with Canary. I might have butchered it, and hopefully she'll pronounce it better when she gets on here. But definitely a passionate wrestling fan, and definitely wanting to get her insight as we talk WrestleMania and wrestling in general. Without further ado, the host of the Uncaged with Canary, Canary herself. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
I am doing well, kind of not really feeling rushed, but, you know, got to maybe 45 minutes in since I've been off of work. So in the meantime, I'm doing well. But no, I'm excited to have you on, you know, X or Twitter, however you can call it. I just call it Twitter X at this point. You know, just it's the filtering system through that's kind of good, kind of bad. Depends on how what kind of post you see. And nowadays you see all kinds of posts. But no, I'm I think something posted that you talked about wrestling, like, sweet, let's run with this route. And long story short, you're on, and I'm glad to have you on, and definitely looking forward to talking some wrestling. And that you are the first, by the way.
So yeah, I like being first for things.
If I had a sound system, I think I would throw a party, but due to copyrights, I don't think those songs would be appropriate. Probably, you know, we may get kicked off. I don't know. So,
oh no,
never happened. We'll see. Before we get on with the show, tell the listeners just a little about your podcast, Uncaged with Canary, and you know, let's kick things off.
So, I really just started the podcast one because I did Twitter Spaces all the time. So a lot of people wanted to be able to listen to it. So I decided, you know what, let's do it. I put out my first episode, didn't think it was going to do that well, but then it resonated really well with everybody. So like a couple days a week, I would put them out just because I have so much time on my hands right now. But I really started it so that way I could just talk about it all the time because I could go on for hours and hours and hours about it. And the way my brain works when it comes to wrestling is I break it down by the smallest detail. From the women's to the hair and makeup to the men's, the gear to even their haircuts sometimes. Like, I get super analytical about it, but I also have a personal standpoint on it too. So this is going to be really fun.
No, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And, you know, growing up, a lot of people, if you remember, I know I'm 36, just turned 36. So you know, growing up in the Attitude Era, the Monday Night Raw war, if you will, the Monday Night War, I should say, between Monday Night Raw and WCW Nitro and a good old ECW days with Sandman, Tommy Dreamer, Sabu, stuff like that. So obviously, I'm old school when it comes to wrestling, but seeing these young bucks come up, you know, I still think they need to bring some of the titles back, but nonetheless, I'm ready to get your insight. First things first, of course, going old school, The Rock, the final boss, if you will. By the way, he has a phenomenal intro. I love it. Let's kick things off with The Rock. Where are we going with The Rock? Are we seeing, so of course, you know, on Twitter and Twitter X, and I watch some videos on TikTok, not religiously, but some believe The Rock's here to kind of throw off Roman's kind of decoy and kind of set him up to where he turns on him on WrestleMania 40 this weekend, and preferably night two. And then, so from your personal standpoint, and then why are we seeing The Rock, if you will, if that makes any sense? So The Rock's here, and where are we going with him? He's what, 50 something years old, and he wants to be in decent shape, I guess. I mean, obviously he's built like he can wrestle. Now, whether or not he can do a 30-minute match, I don't really know. But where's your personal insight on where we're going with The Rock in this bloodline and Cody Rhodes?
So, one, I think it was to kind of rewrite what they did years ago when The Rock, you know, held up Roman's hand for winning, and it didn't get that big of a crowd reaction. So I think this is kind of like a do-over. But with the way that the press conference went, it kind of did a whole 180 to the storyline. Mm-hmm. So personally, I think that they're just trying to rewrite a wrong or something like that.
Right.
But I just think he, and what I'm about to say is probably going to be super controversial.
Oh, snap. I like those.
Mr. Midlife Crisis over here is becoming very, I want to say, in my opinion, very irrelevant in the wrestling world. Like, yeah, you're on the board of TKO, whoop-de-doo. But you don't have the stamina that, you know, Seth Rollins or Cody Rhodes or Roman Reigns even has. And I'm very scared to see how Roman does, because he doesn't wrestle too often and he's not really on the show that often. So very nervous for this match. But in regards to The Rock, I think he's just trying to stay relevant within the WWE, in my own personal opinion.
I didn't think about that. And I could see that. And here's, I thought the press conference and a lot of things I do believe is set up. Now, I'm going to go out on the limb, and I could be wrong. I really believe The Rock took it personal at the press conference because, and yes, I get, you know, and I want people out there to know, well, this is, it's sports entertainment. I completely get that. I understand a lot of this stuff is already staged. We obviously know the wrestlers in between knows the fact of who's going to win and how and this, that, and something else. But, and I get that. But I will say, touch on the Rock here, with what you said, is he definitely took it personal. Now, obviously, whether or not he's a great actor, he's obviously an actor. We see him in movies, some movies great, some not so great. Roman, and you made a great point, Roman has obviously not been wrestling much. That's a little concern of mine. Now, why, I don't really know. Could his health been kicked back up? I don't know. I mean, I'm not really into the famous people stalking stage, and I'm like, just let them live their life. They'll be all right, I promise. But I kind of would like to be. I would like to know why. But is it going to be interesting? Because the storyline brings up a lot of features that I can see happen. Number one, are we going to see the Shield in a way be formed back? With Seth turning on Cody? I don't really know. Could we see the missing piece with Solo. Could he? That's why I think this match is so crucial, is because you look at Roman, and he's made it clear in past conversations, interviews, stuff like that. He's obviously going to give it up. He's at his end rope. Again, health issues, I don't really know. I know somebody tweeted out, I should have found it and kind of saved it, but they thought maybe he looked bad and maybe he's back. You know, I don't really know. I don't pay attention to guys. I just don't. So I don't like, oh, he's just, it's just Roman. But could he be sick again? Maybe so. I have no idea. But I don't know. And I like what you said is, and I do like the comment midlife crisis. That's pretty.
They wrote it. So I'm just using what they said. Mr. Midlife Crisis over here.
You know, he's the final boss supposedly. So, but anyway, no, this is really interesting. You know, be really cool is if Stone Cold comes out during a match.
I kept seeing memes about that. Mm-hmm. I kept seeing memes about that all day today. I honestly wouldn't be surprised because Stone Cold has this reputation of just showing up at WrestleMania, like out of the blue for no reason, not even on the card, not on the buildup, just shows up. So I think it's a very big possibility that, you know, he does show up. And I think it would kind of throw a twist in it because I would see him, if he does get involved, I would see him getting involved on Cody's side and kind mm-hmm. of helping to even the odds just a little bit more.
I could see that. And this is like this week, even today, walking around. So I'm a manager, and so I get my, you know, practically we're waiting to get things done and so on and so forth. So walking around today at work, and I was thinking, so the storyline, let's go with, and obviously we'll still talk more WrestleMania. Don't worry, guys. This ain't the end all be all conversation. Is the fact that let's say Roman wins. Now, from my understanding, if I understood last night on Raw, he is officially will be tied with them, I believe, on night one with Hulk Hogan. And I think on night two, he'll break it. Now, are we counting just the days, like on night two, or is that he has to win on night two in order to officially break it? I don't know how are they counting that. Do you know by chance?
I don't. I'm just going to make the assumption that they're counting it day by day.
Gotcha. That's what I was kind of thinking, too.
Just because, like, the accumulation of the numbers, it has to go day by day in order for that number to make sense. If they were going by number of matches, then it would be a different story. But since it's well over 1,000-something days, I think it's just going day by day, Monday through Friday.
Literally, yeah. Here's my words leading this is, where is the storyline in your aspect? Do you see the storyline go? Let's just play devil's advocate. Let's just say, I don't know. I'll give them the fact that it's, I don't know. God, I hate doing this to Cody. Let's just say Roman Rock wins, whoopie-doo. And then night two, obviously bloodline rules, whatever. I don't care either and or. But let's just say Roman Reigns wins night two, obviously retains it and everybody's now pissed off because they don't understand what the WWE is going with this thing. Where is the storyline in your mind? Because that's a part I'm now at a four-corner stop sign, because if Roman wins, which I like Roman, I'm a Roman fan, but they got to start, this storyline's got to end somewhere, is the fact that if Roman wins, where storyline are we looking at moving forward? Because now we got The Rock. Could we still see The Rock and Roman in SummerSlam? Could we see, Lord have mercy, Chapter 3 with Cody and Roman in SummerSlam potentially? I don't know. Or are we going to see, I don't know who is up and coming. Could we see a Jay? Or does Jay get involved to help Roman win on night two?
Here's my thought process on it. So this title match is going to make or break the bloodline.
Absolutely.
So it's either going to make it stronger or it's going to absolutely start crumbling to the ground and start imploding from the inside out. And I draw so many parallels to, you know, House of Dragon, because House Targaryen was one of the biggest houses. And the only way that it fell was from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And with everything that's happened with the bloodline over these past few years, we've seen that many people have tried to take the bloodline down, but it never, ever worked, ever. So the only way to disband this group is to make Little Man lose everything. Because Solo was sent by the Elder. So Solo is not going to follow him if he has no power. Solo, I could see kind of going off and doing his own thing, because by God, he deserves it. And he's been Roman's lapdog and, you know, muscle. Absolutely. And also, let the man talk.
For real. That's why I think everybody was so surprised last night that he was actually talking to Seth.
I was a little surprised. I was keeping up a little bit with it last night. I didn't watch it, but I was keeping up with it on Twitter. But that was nasty. Oh my God, that was nasty.
Yes, it was.
So I think that this match is going to make or break it, because I don't see Jay helping the bloodline, just because he is the one that's actively paying for all of their mistakes. And you see it with the superstars. You saw it with the promo with Drew a few weeks back when he went for the Intercontinental title, and then he's just like, I know you're going through a hard time. I just want you to know you deserve it, though. So I don't think Jay is going to help the bloodline. I think if he does help anybody, it's going to be Cody Rhodes. One, because they've been established as a tag team. They were undisputed tag team champions for a little bit. I love that run. But you have this just like big group, and now they're adding The Rock to it, which in my opinion was a little unnecessary, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Because like I said before, just doing the whole 180 of the storyline completely. And I do agree with you that The Rock very much so took it personally. However, he doesn't have the right to take it personally, because Roman has been bagging on Cody Rhodes' family and lineage for the longest time. So now that you're finally getting a taste of your own medicine, you can't handle it. And you're literally going to slap him, like, fingers connected. I saw the photo. I zoomed in.
Oh,
fingers connected.
Yep.
So I think he's very entitled. I think he's very much so abusing his power on the board of TKO, drawing it back to a couple weeks ago with him telling Seth that he can basically make his title just disappear. One, I don't think that's okay. And two, I think that's pointless. Why unveil a belt for a year and then make it disappear?
Mm-hmm. Well, I like The Rock. I still don't think I don't agree with what his lifestyle is when it comes to his workout system. I don't think he's taking fish like he says he is. I think he's more on just fish, eating fish. But, I mean, whatever, to each its own. But nonetheless, no, I think The Rock, I think that's why it makes it so good. But at the same time, and I get, you know, some of the things are obviously, you know, I understand Cody, I'm sure, cut himself just a little bit to make it blow. I mean, I get the whole how everything works and so on and so forth. But now the belt whipping, especially like last night. Okay, we saw that a lot with especially Hollywood Hogan, WCW. And I get that. That's cool. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought The Rock took it a little too much with the belt whipping, not just last week. I think that was on SmackDown. But at the same time, even last night, because yeah, we get it. You pull out the belt, okay, whoopee-doo. But the nonstop, I'm like, The Rock, I don't know. I really think this is more personal Rock than it is behind the scenes acting Rock. I could be wrong though.
I'm gonna have to agree with you on that front though, just because you see every week after week on SmackDown. Even I think it was a couple weeks ago when the camera went off air and Cody Rhodes, you know, got his lick back and smacked him across the face. The camera stood there for like a solid 30 seconds. And then as soon as the camera cut, The Rock just walks away. Like he, from what I understand, he just straight up walked away. And like the look on his face was like, I don't, you really can't do that to me and blah, blah, blah. Well, yes, he can. You decided to step in the ring. You decided to lace it up again. You decided to think that it was, you know, 2006 all over again, but it's not. Okay. So this is what you signed up to do. And what are you going to do when you're mid-match and Seth hits you with a pedigree? Are you going to turn around and give him a receipt for no reason?
Yep.
Which is what he does. So, like I said before, if he can't handle it, why step foot in the ring in general? Why put yourself in this position?
Well, and that's what makes the storyline good. But at the same time, like I, you know, mentioned earlier, was, yeah, I'm a Roman fan, but this storyline has got to, it's got to end somewhere. And I respect Cody, or Cody, him too. But I respect, you know, Roman and what he wants to do, not do. But, you know, he made a comment, you know, all the listeners out there, all, I think we're at 50 something now, whatever it might be, 45. But the thing is the fact that, you know, a year or two ago, practically in the promo, Roman said, hey, once I beat everybody, there ain't nobody left for me. I'm leaving. Now, an aspect, what was that leaving part? I don't really know. I'm sure it has something to do with him bowing out and be absolutely becoming part-time or just an expired, you know, wrestler, so to speak. But I don't know. This storyline just, it took a twist. But at the same time, I'm just really trying to figure out, because if Roman wins, I just don't know where this thing's going to go, because now you're 2-0 against Cody, so to speak, regardless of help, no help. And I just, I don't know where this storyline's going to go. I just don't. It's like, does it ever end at this point?
That's my sentiment, exactly. I actually got the privilege back in 2021 to see the Bloodline live. And that was when, I think that's right, I think it was the episode right after the draft. So they were, I think they stayed on SmackDown, if I'm not mistaken. But I got the privilege to see them live. And even then, at that point, it was really good. But you could tell people were low-key starting to lose interest just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember someone sitting next to me and they're like, oh, they're going with this again? How long are they going to talk this time? And in my head, I'm like, oh, God. It was my very first wrestling show. So I'm like, in my head, I'm like,
Lord.
This was my first ever wrestling, like, live event that I ever went to.
You're probably regretting this at this point.
I'm like, please stop talking and let them finish. See where this is going. But I digress. But even then, I'm not going to lie. When I was watching that segment, I got bored.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking on my phone, and then I think it's like 10-15 minutes passed by, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's still going?
Yep.
Oh my God. But I think it's just getting boring. It's getting outplayed. It's getting like dragged out longer than it needs to be. So from an analytical standpoint, I do see them having to keep the belt on Roman. But from a personal standpoint, it wouldn't make any sense to keep it on him because you have no direction for them to go. Mm-hmm. So, but if you put the title on Cody, you have so many different avenues that he can go because he finished the story. So now he can kind of close that book, now make a new one. Yep. And there are so many different avenues that they could go.
Well, yeah, because I mean, now you can go the LA Knight route if you really wanted to bring that kind of back. You know, regardless of the outcome of night one, I still think Seth and Cody gets that rivalry back again. You know, and I'll make it go out on a limb and say that, you know, we could, not saying he's going to show up on WrestleMania. I haven't seen him lately on the other television program, AEW, MJF. I don't know where he's at. I know his contract's due, is expiring this year. So could he be that WrestleMania surprise? And I don't know. I haven't watched AEW the last few weeks, and maybe unless he's popped up here and there, he hasn't been much on lately that I can see. And so correct me if I'm wrong, somebody please do. I'm like, well, that's not true. No, I'm with you. I think, you know, end all be all as we move on to Seth on night two as well is Cody wins. I don't know. The only thing I can think of is if you try to bring Jay into this thing and have Jay take over, I don't know, because I just don't know where else avenues like you mentioned, and 100% agree with you, is the fact that if Roman wins, which I would assume both in the literal way, he's going to just now he officially broke Hulk Hogan's record, whoopee-doo. And so I don't know. It's frustrating because it needs to change, but at the same time, you kind of want to see history. But I say if Roman wins, which I have a feeling he's going to, I just say bring Jay, make Jay do it, and maybe The Rock turns on him then. I don't know. I just don't know where else you can go. Cody, like you said, so many avenues that he can float with this thing. I mean, heck, you can bring Gunther in and try to make that kind of, you know, flame up or something. I don't know, but I say Cody wins, but the storyline's got to change here.
I agree. The storyline in general is just getting boring. You have Jimmy that's now going against his brother at WrestleMania, which is something that everybody wanted to see. Just because we got a really good glimpse of it during the Royal Rumble when they went face-to-face with each other. So I was really hoping that they were going to run with that, and they did. So I was really happy. Christmas is going to be real awkward, and is the 4th of July. It's going to be real awkward.
What about Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's definitely going to be awkward. But in regards to their match, I think Jimmy needs it more than Jay.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I don't know about you. I'm going to be honest with you. Watching Jimmy ever since he left, quote unquote, and then came back, quote unquote, his character is just really weird, but in a funny way. He's just hilarious now just to see, because he's, you know, Roman will talk, The Rock will talk, even now Solo talks. Paul Heyman wants to do what he wants to do. But you see Jimmy just in the background, just smiling like nobody's been. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't remember, was that a week or two ago when Jimmy and Jay were having their little conversation? The way Jimmy acts, I got to give props to Jay. I don't know how he could keep a straight face.
He can't. The times you see him turn away from the camera, he's laughing. Or the time that you see him like put his hand over his mouth and like grip the side of his face, it's because he's trying really hard to not laugh. We saw it so many times with Sami Zayn. Like, he physically broke them all out of character. He broke Solo out of character. You can't ever break that man.
Well, no.
But well, he did.
Well, and he broke Roman when he said Usi. He just wasn't feeling Usi enough. And, of course, Roman trying to look around. You know, and luckily the fans kind of helped Roman out and kind of helped him kind of smile, kind of, you know, redo his composure. But, you know, feeling Usi. But I like this match. I'm actually looking forward to it. Really curious, you know, not in the storyline way, just kind of how this ends. Do they make up after they fight type of thing, or do they kind of still hate each other, you know, in a way? But what do you see this story, not really storyline, but what do you see this match ending in? And I think Jay will win. I don't see Jimmy, but could be wrong.
If Jimmy loses, then it's not going to be a good time for him when he goes back. We all know that character-wise, when it comes to the tribal chief, he's very much so. He gets in their head and like messes with their psyche and then is almost downright verbally abusive in some ways. Like, just out of nowhere, like these bipolar swings of, you can't talk, or laughing 1 second and then screaming at him the next. And I'm like, oh man, Jimmy, you got to get out of there fast. So that's why I think Jimmy needs it more, is because he literally will get his ass. Are we allowed to curse?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's literally going to get his ass handed to him from Roman. Even though we've seen Solo step in a couple times, being like, no, that's my brother. You can't lay a finger on him. He didn't do anything type thing.
Right.
Which I love. But if Jimmy loses, it's not going to be good. And that's where I think they're going to slowly start setting up the implosion of the bloodline. Mm-hmm. Because it's already started. You lost Jay. And now you're slowly losing Solo because he's getting tired of shit. Like, he's getting tired of it.
Well, you can tell he's ready to snap on Roman.
Oh, he is. 100%. That Samoan Spike is the next one that's going to get it. It's going to be Roman.
And that's where I think we could potentially see, you know, in the match, who's going to interfere. Jay's my black, you know, dark horse kind of guy. It's like, I don't really see it, but I kind of do. Solo's definitely the guy that if somebody's going to turn on Roman during the match, I don't think it's going to be The Rock. I think it's going to be Solo.
I can see it being Solo. Just because Solo beats to his own drum a little bit. And what a lot of people forget is he was not sent by Roman. Roman handpick him. He didn't do any of that. The elders picked him because he was the tribal chief. And if the tribal chief has no gold, he holds no bearing and no weight in that division. Yes, he's going to be known as the greatest of all time, but you're losing everybody. Slowly and slowly, week by week, they're all getting tired of it. So I do agree. I think it could be Solo. I think the match just in general is going to give both of them a really good push for their singles run. Jay has already had a really amazing singles run. He's had a title shot, which I think is great. But I really want this match to push Jimmy just a little bit more. I think they really missed the ball. I take that back. There is only one way they could save the bloodline here, and that's adding Naomi to the mix because she is back. And we've never seen a female in the bloodline. So I think that is the only avenue they could go to make the bloodline more interesting. But at the same time, what would she do?
Well, that's the thing. Exactly. I think this is where it starts to crumble.
I think so too.
Because overall, as a whole, there's just nowhere for the bloodline at this point. Because if Roman wins, okay, whoopee-doo, which I kind of hate saying this. I think a lot of us is expecting him to win. I hate saying that. But, well, this could be like last year, and a lot of people thought Cody's going to win and turn out the other way. So, but at the same time, you're looking at there's nowhere this bloodline can go at this point. If Roman wins, whoopee-doo, well, now what? Now we're just kind of one or two things. You're going to lose, probably going to start losing ratings because nobody's care at this point, because obviously it's the same story, just different year. And then two, not just that, but from a standpoint, from a fan standpoint, and from the storyline standpoint, there's just nowhere for them to go. It's just, cool, Roman won, and now what? It's like, do you have Gunther lose to Sammy? Have Gunther try to go for? I don't know.
That's why I don't even think it makes sense for The Rock to win it. Because, one, you're not on the roster full time. We already know that you're taking this huge long break right after you came back and stated that you want to be in the ring, but yet you're going to go take time off to do movies.
Yep.
So that just tells us, or me specifically, the way I look at it is you're just using this to fill your time.
Well, yeah, he has nothing else going, so I'm going to – which my thing is, if anything, The Rock should be focusing on the new football or the merger to try to make sure his Spring League don't become another victim.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about the Spring League. Like, you have all of this.
Yeah.
but you still want to step in the ring. Like, I admire the dedication to the craft. Don't get me wrong. I will always give flowers where flowers are due. Mm-hmm. And I do commend him for wanting to come back, but you have to understand, you're 50 something years old.
Yep.
You might be in the greatest shape of your life, but that vein on the side of your forehead is going to pop. It might
get exactly. But no, I'm curious how that's going to happen. Of course, switching over to, of course, another championship on night two, Seth and Drew. I kind of saw this coming, of course, during Elimination Chamber. I don't know why anybody else would have thought Drew wasn't going to win that match, just because the storyline was leading up to Seth. But see, this one's going to be interesting. I can kind of see, we go back to this kind of where the storyline go. I think, you can go Drew, because Drew's got some avenues, again, that you can really utilize him to become. And I wonder, okay, first of all, was Seth's injury legit, or was that kind of a pony up? Or is,
no, it was it, real.
Was it?
It wasn't serious, so it was.
Gotcha.
It wasn't too incredibly serious, but I think he's had knee issues in the past. So I think when a talent does have injuries, may it be the slightest of injuries, they go the whole nine yards to make sure that they can compete and can perform, which is why when we had the Elimination Chamber, I had to wake myself up at the crack of dawn for that. So my heart goes out to all the people in the UK. You do that all the time.
For real.
But I just think, one, I think the injury was real, but I think it added to the story because it made people think, well, what are they going to do now? Is Cody going to have to go it alone? Like, what's going to happen? Are they still going to do the tag match? Like, what's going to happen here? And then you see, oh, I'm cleared. I'm free to wrestle next week. I'm like, okay. So that story is definitely still going. However, if I'm not mistaken, I think he might be taking time off, and so is Becky. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that. So as much as I love seeing Seth as champion, I'm a diehard Seth Rollins fan. Love him. I think that if he is taking time off, they are going to have him drop the belt.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, I think he would make for an even better storyline after WrestleMania when he does come back from, you know, his hiatus and stuff like that. If he is taking time off, I think he would make a great storyline for him to intervene and get his title back.
See, that's what I'm kind of leaning towards. See, I'm leaning towards Drew taking it. Seth gets fully healthy, gets, you know, whatever needs to be done, or just in general take a break with Becky. That's why I don't see Becky beating Rhea at all. Mm-mm. And really, the Becky thing, I don't know how old of a woman she is. None of my business. But, she's been in there for a while now. You know, trying to bring the young ones up. But, no, I think they both lose WrestleMania this weekend, and I think they take a break, especially for Seth, in case he has, you know, he may have to, you know, have knee surgery. But there's one match, and we'll talk about after this, but I like Drew winning this one. I just think overall storyline fits it, gives Drew his spotlight like he always wanted, and he can finally shut up about his WrestleMania moment. We can move on.
He prayed for it and it happened.
There. Now, Drew, move on. There's one match and it has no title implications, nothing really, but it's an interesting one, simply because the Judgment Day is kind of starting to, they're still around, but they're not, because you just don't hear much about them anymore. And they're not a big deal. I don't know if Senior Money in the Bank Damian Priest is ever going to cash in. I don't know. Maybe he will at WrestleMania. I have no idea what's going to go on with that. That's a great question. If he happens to cash in this weekend, which one do you think he's going to cash in on?
100% probably going to cash in on Seth's title.
See, that's what I was leaning towards.
As much as I hate to say that, but statistically speaking, the males do not have a good track record of cashing in and successfully cashing in. Nope. Every woman that has had a money in the bank briefcase has been successful at their cash in, every single one. Whereas the males, it's kind of like a crapshoot almost. It's like, are they going to do it? Will they do it? But in all honesty, if Damien does, because he's had many opportunities to cash in, so many, but he hasn't. Now, I don't know if they're making him wait for WrestleMania, but why embarrass that man on the biggest stage of them all? Like, that's my thing. Like, you're going to embarrass that man.
Well, don't piss off Drew much more. Poor guy. He ain't going to ever get his WrestleMania moment.
Like, you really think your dog, JD, is going to do anything? No. And Dom's fighting his dad for the second year in a row.
Yeah, that one, I like Dom. He's all right. I'm not a huge fan. I think he's annoying. But talent-wise, he's good. I don't know. This match makes no sense. I could really see something. If you want to just twist the storylines, just all up in shambles, just have Dom reunite with Rey this WrestleMania. Let Rey go out on top. I don't know how much more he's got left in this tank. Hell, I can still remember him when he started WCW. I mean, and that's been years ago. So just reunite with your dad. We all know, I mean, for anybody that thinks that he doesn't love his dad outside of it, it's kind of funny, but just have his dad, just reunite with your dad, retire and move on, and Dom go, you know, go do you afterwards. But this match is just random. It's kind of like what they did. It's like, what other match should we go in there? Let's do Rey and Dom and Rey tag up with Dragon Lee and Santos Escobar. You got Dom, right? Oh yeah, that's cool, we'll run that. And kind of make a match out of kind of one of those fillers, kind of like a Jerry Springer show where you have two storylines that kind of make no sense and kind of weird. And then you just throw in this random story that makes really no sense in it.
Like when Stephanie did that to Brie Bella with Chelsea Green.
Yep.
Like that made no sense to the storyline whatsoever. But they just threw that in there one day and they're like, all right, this is cinema, we're going with it.
We're just gonna run with it and just hope anybody that doesn't really pay attention to this will just ignore it and we'll go on. Now, Gunther, over 650 days, Intercontinental, 660 days, I'm sorry, as the Intercontinental Champion, if I can actually say it without stuttering about four or five times, going against Sami Zayn. I really don't think Sami's going to win this thing. There's no storyline if Sami wins. And I know you got to think outside the box and kind of twist things up, and that's why that could be. But I don't see Gunther losing to Sami. Sami, I know he's in a slump, but maybe, but this could be. This might be his moment as well. But Gunther, I think, retains it. I think Jay eventually dethrones Gunther. And just not now. It's not going to be Sami, but I do think Gunther's going to eventually lose it so he can get his chance at either the Universal or the World Heavyweight Championship, whatever, which one they go with. And I could see that, but I don't think Gunther's going to lose this weekend to Sami. What are your thoughts on potentially Sami dethroning Gunther?
I'm going to be real biased here for a second. I love the Ring General. I love him. I'm a huge fan of him. He's very much so my favorite to win this. But statistically speaking, from an analytical standpoint, I see why it would make sense for Sami Zayn to kind of be the champion, because he's been the underdog for such a long time. Mm-hmm. But if they do have that, I think they will have him lose at WrestleMania, if I'm going to be quite honest. And then later on down the line, I think that Sami will most likely win that championship. And then it's going to set up Sami versus Jay in some at some point if that is the route that they go. But I think Gunther is going to win it just because he's had a strong presence and he's proven he doesn't need the other members of Imperium to win. I also got the opportunity to see him live at a super show I went to last year. So amazing seeing him live and just seeing how much of a powerhouse he is live too.
He's a beast live. Yeah, he's a solid dude live.
I don't remember who he was going against, but it was a really good match. And I was like, okay, this guy's going to be... Oh, they put the title on the line. I was like, oh, this match is going to be really good. They're putting the titles on the line here. He obviously retained. But I think that they're going to have him... I'm not sure if he is the longest reigning Intercontinental Championship or holder, but if he's not, that's where I see them going with this route.
Oh, absolutely. Making
him the longest. And if I'm not mistaken, he actually is the longest reigning Intercontinental Championship. Wow, champion. So I think it's going to be Gunther. As much as I love Sami Zayn and I love the underdog, I think it's going to be Gunther.
No, I'm with you. I don't... Yeah, watching him live, because he came, which one was that? It would have had to have been Raw. I don't think he was, no, he was up there in Tulsa. Because I went to the Tulsa one, which was SmackDown, and then the following Monday was Raw. I want to say it was SmackDown, I saw him at. But anyway, long story short, no, he's a phenomenal athlete. Where he started from, watching him in NXT to where he's at now is been phenomenal watching. And so I'm with you. I don't see him. I think eventually he will. Sammy, that'd be a kind of nice twist. If I could be nice twist for him just to kind of get his little spotlight in the sun, because we all know that he lost it when he got cheated out from Rowan. But no, I think Gunther takes care of business and retains it for the time being. And United States Championship. Now there's one guy I can't stand. Name is Logan Paul. Can't stand him. I wish they quit with this title run with him. It's annoying. I don't even want to say he's talented. I don't even go that far. I don't like the dude. Randy Orton, giving props for the fact that having infusion back surgery and you wrestling again a year and a half later is pretty impressive. It speaks volumes there in itself. And then Kevin Owens, doing his own thing. Kind of like the storyline with him and Logan Paul anyway. Can somebody, for the love of God, just remove Logan from the roster and from the United States Championship? I don't care if it's Randy. It'd be cool if it was Randy just because of his storyline. It was comeback from his back infusion surgery. I don't care who it is, Randy, or it can be Kevin. I don't care who. Can somebody beat Logan this weekend, please?
First of all, props to Randy, just because I know how hard that recovery is, because I'm currently going through that. Right. And not back surgery, but like spinal fusion. Mm-hmm. So one, I commend Randy 100% for putting himself back out there and putting himself in the ring. And now I understand why when he took that fall to his back, why it hurts so bad. Because after you have that surgery, you can feel what they did in a certain degree. You can kind of feel it. So, and it's automatically just a little bit weaker. So when I saw that, I'm like, oh, that was probably just a really bad slam to the mat. But after hearing that, what you just said, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense why he was basically grappling the ground at one point.
Yeah, because a lot of times when he hits the mat, even whether it's outside the ring or inside, he immediately, and I can't remember what match that was, if that was the Elimination Chamber or what, and it might have been, but you can tell he immediately puts his hand over his lower back. I'm sure when it hurts, that's why I got to give him this dude props, because I got back issues galore and haven't had surgery. I'm a little leery of that, but I can just imagine, especially day in and day out. But you can tell it hurts him because he's literally grabbing it after he hits that mat sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You even saw it when he tried to do the windup for the RKO. Mm-hmm. Like he had to stop for a second, put his hand on his back, put pressure there for, he was like a solid 30 seconds and then do it again.
Yep.
So I will always commend Logan Paul for being a good mouthpiece and just being good on the mic. That's all I'll give him. He does have some good spots where he saves his opponents and stuff like that. But to just insert yourself into that business, given I know Elimination Chamber is literally anything goes. So, like, brass knuckles is one thing, but you knocked out the Viper. Like, you really think there's no repercussions for what you just did? Exactly. You really think? Like, if someone is easily as stepped on Randy wrong, they were getting, like, hit with an RKO. We saw it with Alexa Bliss during the Thunderdome era.
Yep.
That RKO is for anyone and everyone. So I think it's going to be kind of like a handicap at the very beginning where they're going to kind of wear down Logan. And then it's going to be, they're going to wear down Logan to a degree. I swear if they bring KSI and put that man in his way again. Poor KSI, and I digress, but we all know he's notorious for that for any pay-per-view
mm-hmm.
or anything. He always brings KSI. I just, in my head, I'm like, this isn't going to be a fair fight if KSI is involved.
Well, no.
It's going to turn into a tag team match. And then, you know, I really agree, though. I don't think they should have put the title on him at all, period. He shouldn't mm-hmm. be holding it. He's a shit champion. He trades the belts, given if it's a work or not. Like, they never had anybody else do that. But you have him. And then you have him going into business for himself on a degree with Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And then plastering that ugly-ass thing across the mat. Oh, my God. Like, plastering that across the mat is just... Oh, my God. Oh, no. Even my nurse, when I was in the hospital the day I had my surgery, even the nurse, and I'm not kidding, she goes, oh my fucking God, he's here?
Wow.
Like, so my nurse and I were just hating on that man, just hating on him. Just, she's like, oh my God, he's not a good person. This would be different if he was a decent person in real life, but he's not. And I'm like, I got to agree. I agree with her 110% on that front. If you are just a great heel, great, you're doing your job. But at the end of the day, you're a shitty person.
Mm-hmm.
You only apologize for something that happened because people asked you to apologize for it. You didn't openly do it yourself. And that's why so many people are still hate him. And I think it was a waste of contract money, and it was it's a waste of space on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
That comment that I made, that I just made, I actually put it up on my Twitter once, and somebody, I pissed so many people off with that. I pissed so many people off because they're like, oh, you clearly don't know wrestling, then you don't know good wrestling, or oh, you clearly aren't watching the storyline close enough. And then I was getting as far as I'm getting called names. I'm like,
wow.
People are just, they're calling me names. They're going under some of my other, you know, pictures and just commenting these things. And I'm like, all over an opinion?
Seriously.
All over a personal opinion. Okay. Well, that's what the IWC, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what they do. They jump down each other's throats if something's not necessarily, if they don't agree, but.
Well, that's what everybody, it's all the losers out there that has to hide behind the screen to say their opinion, and if you don't agree with them, then, well, you're ugly, you're fat, you're whatever, boobs are small, your butt's too not big. I mean, it's just, I'm thinking to myself, okay, cool. Bye.
And,
but I'm sure for women it's a whole lot worse because, unfortunately, there's so many things I can only imagine that a lot of people say.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult because you definitely have to explain yourself in detail all the time, so that way people are like, oh, okay, she does know what she's talking about. Duh. I wouldn't be opening my mouth if I didn't know what I was talking about.
We all have an opinion, guys, whether we accept it or not. Let's just, you know, it's okay. It'll be okay.
But with that match, I think they're going to give it to KO because KO deserves it. KO has been put through the ringer, not one with the bloodline, not just with the bloodline. Then teaming up with Sami Zayn again, and then, you know, having Cody Rhodes be the middleman with that, and then helping him, and then them going their separate ways again, not like fighting each other, but just separate brands, different directions. I think they're going to give it to KO just because KO does a lot. He shows up, he shows out, he's there every week. He's even on Raw sometimes. So I think that they're going to give it to KO. And I think it's going to be one hell of a match. So I'm very excited to see where this goes. And I will definitely be tuning in both nights.
Yeah, I'll definitely be tuning in both nights. And I'm with you on that one. I think KO wins. Just looking at the card real quick. LA Knight, AJ Styles, I don't see anything magical out of that one. I think LA Knight takes care of business. I do believe, real quick, what's your take on the women's? I think Bayley beats Io Sky.
I'm a huge fan of Bayley. Not one just because she's from the Bay Area. I'm from the Bay Area, so automatically that's my girl.
Right.
But I did get the opportunity to see Io Sky live, and I got to see how she moves, like how fast she moves, what she does, how high of a flyer she actually is. And let me tell you, that girl can fight.
Mm-hmm.
She put Charlotte through the works.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. So I think this is going to be, is she going to get it? Is she going to get it? No, she's going to have it. No, she's going to have it. It's going to be that type of match. It's going to be a very much so push and pull of power. But it's going to be sweet, poetic justice because Bayley said, you would have nothing if it wasn't for me.
Exactly.
So with that being said, what better way to show your dominance than to strip her of everything that she has? They turned on her. It wasn't the other way around. So what better way to say, right, this is what you get. So I think it's going to be Bayley, one, because Io has been holding it for a long time. And two, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with damage control if she does lose. Because you have the Kabuki Warriors, who are tag team champions. And then you have Dakota, who's just a strong presence in and of herself. She's proven she doesn't need a team, faction, or tag team partner to get the job done. She does it. She shows up, she shows out. So I think Bayley's going to take the singles match. Now, the match I'm honestly most excited for is the tag team match with Jade, Naomi, and Bianca, and then Damage Control.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm most excited for. One, because we normally see the six-pack tag team challenge match was with the females. And
correct.
It's six of them. It's six tag teams, and it's turmoil, and it's, you know, a huge mess and chaotic. But I think this is the first year they're not actually doing it. So I like that they're going with the flow of always having a women's tag team or triple threat match or something like that happening. I am just excited to see Damage Control get their asses handed to them from everybody that has been stepped on by them and has been beat by them and, you know, just all of that. So it's going to be nice to see them, see these girls, you know, get their licks back, even though we know that Bianca is not doing it for Bayley. We know that Bianca is doing it to help Naomi, but Naomi is doing it for Bayley. So now I'm just kind of confused at what Jade is doing with it.
Yeah, but that's exactly.
I'm here for it.
Oh, I am too. Mm-hmm. I could see something to where eventually down the road we could see Jade more so go after Rhea than regardless if it's Bayley or Io Sky.
That's going to be a good match. Two powerhouse women together. And just Jade being a woman of just like few words when she was on SmackDown, when her debut. And then just that slow walk to the ring when she was helping Bianca and Naomi. Like, she's like, I don't need to run. It's fine. I can walk and I'll still beat the hell out of all three of you. Lo and behold, what happens? Dakota gets slammed straight. At that point, I thought she was going through the ring. And then you see them with the Kabuki Warriors, and then they're all rolling out of the ring, and they're like, oh, nope, I don't want this. I don't want none of this. So I think that it's going to be, you know, Bianca, Naomi, and Jade, I think they're going to win it, just because we have been waiting for Damage Control to get beat down for the longest time because of how they've been beating everybody else down.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's why this fits perfect to where I think everybody's literally on board to see Damage Control practically get their hair pulled, nails ripped out, whatever you want to go with. But no, I think Damage Control takes a big L on this one.
I think they do too. Just because it would keep it going with them losing at WrestleMania, because they lost last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they may continue that, because I don't see where they're going to keep going with, you know, the Damage Control as a whole, because they ran through everybody except Jade. Literally ran through everybody but Jade and Naomi, because Naomi wasn't here. So I think that it's going to be really nice to see the women get their licks back.
No, I'm with you on that one. And comment that we got on YouTube, I respect people's names and their and the people just in general, regardless of our indifferences. I don't know who this is. I'm not going to butcher your name. So respectfully, please accept that. But are you guys talking about WWE? And yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
So hopefully, no, I'm really curious. Going back to that, of course. Oh, speaking of comments, I know we have a question from Mr. Twitter. Question for the podcast. It's a shout out to my eyes are so horrible right now. It is a shout out to Harold Henry 29 on Twitter X.
Right.
Question for the podcast. Do you think Ricochet deserves a push after Mania? He's been killing it. Hashtag SmackDown. Hashtag WWE Raw. I think so. I could see, let's just play devil's advocate, Logan wins the U.S. I could see a push to receive could see that towards a push. heavyweight championship wise, you know, undisputed or world heavyweight, not at all.
Mm-mm.
Intercontinental, I'm not really seeing it. Nothing's really adding up. If they do make a push for Ricochet, I think it's the U.S. and only if Logan Paul, I think, wins.
I think Ricochet does deserve a push just in general.
Absolutely.
Just because he's an amazing athlete. He's an amazing high flyer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'll give Logan that too. He's kind of good at flying. You hate saying that, but I have to. So I think that match would be really good, just because during, what was it? Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Money in the Bank. You saw them jump off both top ropes and land in each other. So that was amazing to see. So I think it's going to be one of those really athletic, flippy type matches where backflips are happening, somersaults, people are backflipping out of a count. So I think Ricochet deserves a push. And if they do have Logan retain, I think Ricochet would beat the brakes off of him.
Oh, absolutely. I don't, I think that could be your way for Logan to not really get out, but that'd be a nice push. You know, he definitely deserves it, if anything. maybe, you know, I've heard, read some article that maybe WWE, Triple H is, you know, potentially going to bring in new championships. I don't know if that's true. And if so, I don't know what that may consist of, what that may look like. I mean, God, I remember when there used to be a, and you may remember this too. You might remember this too, the European Championship, which I didn't make anything make any sense.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That made no sense.
That was the most useless title next to the 24/7.
Yeah. Oh my God. 24/7. Jesus. 24/7. Shout out to Dan, the host of the Time to BS podcast. We talk about that anytime I'm on his show. I think that's the most stupidest title, and I think that's ever going to be, will always be the most stupidest title. It was getting irritating. The Hardcore Championship, which was consists of supposedly a broken up heavyweight championship belt that was just taped together. That was okay-ish. WCW, of course, had the TV, and they had a cruiserweight. Trying to think if WWE had anything. I don't want to Google this. I may have to real quick. But anyway, unless, come on, guys. Unless they add championship, which maybe they will. And I will say this. If they do expand the championship belt, I'm all for the women. I really think the women are more, not saying that the men aren't, but I think the women's depth in WWE right now is so deep that why not expand the women's roster and make more championships? I mean, I'm all for it. I wouldn't hate that.
If we're talking in regards to championships, they need to ununify the women's tag team championships and the NXT and the men's championship. Mm-hmm. They need to ununify both of those.
Yep.
Just because right now the tag division for NXT has nothing to fight for the mm-hmm. women except for one title. But the men have like two or three or four. I could be wrong. But in regards to a title, I think they really should, just because we do have some of the females that are more diva-ish, I think it would be great to bring back the Divas title.
Oh, absolutely.
And absolutely. I know most people think of it as a demeaning title and the word diva being demeaning within the community, but it's not. I get back then how it was at that point an insult to call them that, but we've moved so far away from that. Mm-hmm. I think it would be great to bring it back, because what better way than to have an all championship faction with every single one, tag team. It could be one female holding both belts. So I think they should bring back the Divas title, so that the division has a lot more to fight for.
No, I'm with you. I think if WWE decides to go that route, I think the women's definitely I think expand that one, because there's so many, because I took a hit. I have to find the tweet. I'm not going to go through my 37,000 tweets to find that one, but I tweeted out probably a year and a half or so ago. It's right after, I think, Roman beat Cody, I think, in WrestleMania, but last year. But was the fact that, well, it might have been Dan that said something. But anyway, I tweeted out practically that I thought the WWE Attitude Era, we're talking Sable, we're talking Tori Wilson, we're talking about Lita, we're talking about Trish, and so on and so forth, would beat the pants, like Stacy Keibler, and would take the beat the pants off of this one. And it might have been his. I can't remember. But anyway, and then, of course, the argument was, no, I think this year's. I just think the depth of the women's now is a whole lot better than when I made that comment a year and a half or two ago. that it's time that they can literally, I say go for it, expand it. I mean, someone says light heavyweight. Okay. You're like, I don't know about that one. I don't recall WWE having a light heavyweight championship, but okay. I'll take your text message and we'll run with it.
I don't remember that either.
yeah, I don't. If you can real quick let me know what years, I just don't. Even if you tell me the years, I don't remember that at all. But anyway, so no, I the women's gotten better, I think, over time. And I think it's time for them to expand, add more championships, let some of these women have a chance to, like you said, the Divas Championship. I'm all for it. I say go for it.
If not championships, then they need to give us Evolution too. Because they gave us Evolution showcased with women from, you know, way back in the day to modern era, who are now some of the main faces on the main roster. So I really need them to bring back Evolution, because when I watched that, it brought me to tears, because I grew up watching it from the era where bra and panty matches were happening, mud fights, basically just demeaning women as a whole. I came from that era. So when I heard that, you know, they're being called superstars instead of divas, even though I don't mind the term, I think it's great that they're being called superstars, because they are. They're much more than pretty faces. They're athletes. They're, you know, singers, songwriters. Some of them have doctorates. Mm-hmm. So you have these amazing women with such amazing talent, and they're not showcased enough. So when you had Evolution, you saw everybody being showcased, from NXT to NXT UK to, you know, Raw and SmackDown.
Yep.
So I think that if they're not going to give the women a new championship, they need to give them an all women's pay-per-view again.
They're going to, I 100% agree on that. And I remember those times too, because I'm showing my age, even though I'm not that old. I'm showing my age to what she's referring to for the listeners out there, regardless if it's now or when the episode drops or in the future, but is there was bra and panty matches. Jerry Lawler would always be the one, of course, quote unquote, hosting that bra and panties match and competition, because it's Jerry Lawler. But, you know, white t-shirt contests and stuff like that. But the Lord, you may remember this. I don't know. Now I'm about to really date my age here. Again, I'm not that old. Even though gray hair, my beards. Do you remember that storyline with Mark Henry and Mae Young?
Oh my God.
Ah, God dang.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Yep. So you and did. I think it was crap.
It was like a few months ago or something. When it was last year at some point. I saw a tweet from AJ Francis, and it was like, I think it was like, I'm gonna have to like pull up the tweet to be like specific, but it had to do with Mark Henry and Mae Young.
Yep.
So immediately when you said that, like, that just popped into my head, and I'm like, oh my God, I remember that.
That had to be the most stupidest storyline ever. But yeah, it was funny, because here's Mark Henry. Shout out to Mark Henry. His son's playing for the University of Oklahoma in wrestling next year. But beside the point, I don't watch college wrestling. I know that makes no sense, but I just don't. But anyway, no, because it's pretty when I was thinking about the God dang it, here's Mark Henry. I'm like, oh Lord Jesus. And here's Mark Henry's, you know, 400 or 500 pound dude. Here's poor Mae Young, 90-something years old, 80-something years old at the time. Of course, now she's passed on. But I'm thinking to myself, this is just. And do you remember that when they said, oh, she's pregnant, and she supposedly was pregnant and had that baby? Do you remember that one?
Yes. Oh, yes, that was the tweet God. I was talking about.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. I remember that, because the camera angle was so precise,
oh, that
over
was
her shoulder, and make sure that her knees were like this far apart to a degree. And I remember my dad being like, Courtney, go in the other room.
And that's what I was leading to, was the fact that during those, like, the wet t-shirts and the bra and panty matches and stuff like that, and that's when my dad said, all right, so if you don't leave the room, I'm going to have to change the channel for roughly 5-10 minutes, whatever the case might be. So, of course, I'm like, yeah, well, I guess we'll leave. But, of course, my brother and I looking around the corner trying to and obviously get us peek and all that crap. But anyway, so, but, yeah, no, I'm with you. I think they got to bring – you know, I don't know who's got the final say. Is it legitimately The Rock or no? I don't think so. I think it's actually Triple H that runs the creative department. But whoever has the final say, I don't care what The Rock says, they need to, maybe not extend them. I'm not asking to bring the NWO back or have that form kind of like that. You know, you kind of see that with the Bloodline, but even though it's more family than it is just random people. But they got to bring. I'm not saying completely bring that attitude, ruthless aggression era back, but kind of bring back some of it, though. I think that would really help out, especially with the young guys. And, and so, you know, I like Bron Breakker, the son. I think he's Rick Steiner's son, I believe. That dude's a powerhouse. I think he's got a bright future ahead. Of course, one of the, you know, members of the NXT Tag Team Champions with Corbin. But, yeah. Man, now I got – man, I could talk old wrestling all freaking night now.
You're welcome. See, like, once I get people going, they say that sentiment all the time. They're like, great, now I can talk about this all day now.
Well, yeah, because like the NWO and DX, we all know as wrestling fans, we all wanted to see that match, never happened. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I always wanted to see it. Now, granted, X-Pac, he had to make up his mind what side if he was going to be on. I'm sure he probably would have been on DX's with Shawn and Triple H. But, man. I think old school. As much as these young guys can wrestle, I think, you know, the Bret Harts, the Owens Harts, Shawn, those days, I don't know. I think a lot of these tag team matches, I think, could, in those days, could easily beat some of them now, but maybe not. I do think back in those days, tag team matches were a little bit better. But talent-wise, it's starting to get at least getting better, I will say.
I agree. It is definitely getting better talent-wise. You definitely see a lot of people showcased more often. You're seeing a lot more of the new talent get put over by older talent that's been on the roster for, you know, oh so long, like John Cena last year put over Austin Theory. I wasn't expecting that to happen. So when I saw that, I was like, whoa.
Exactly.
Whoa. They just have the GOAT. They just have him lose to this makeshift wannabe, like, Hulk. Mm-hmm. So now I think it's great that the older talent is now putting over new talent and stuff like that. So I think, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, like, what happens this year and, you know, if anybody is, you know, put over and who's actually put over and the reason why.
No, I'm with you. I think as we wrap up, not just the show, but we wrap up, you know, WrestleMania, kind of get the break heading into SummerSlam. It's going to be interesting where the storylines go, especially let's just play devil's advocate. Let's just say Roman wins. Where does this go again with that? If Seth wins, which, I mean, you can still run it, but it'd be kind of interesting where that goes. There's a lot of storylines that you can really twist. There's a lot of storylines that you can really take off with again, or even create new ones. The Roman one, I think, is the only exception that you can't, just strictly because I don't know where else to go with that guy. No, you're right. I think it's going to be interesting, even the upcoming year. I think it's going to be top-notch and top notch, and got a text. Roman will win. Why are we even talking about him? Okay, cool. You know, we'll see. I'm looking forward to it. I'm down for it.
Me too. I know WrestleMania always keeps me on my toes, and I get super excited about it. I'm going to have to rein back the excitement this year just because I have a cage around my neck. So we have to, rein it in this year.
Well, I know one thing. You can't, don't do anything. Don't do something that may cause it a little more issues down the road for you.
I already promised my surgeon no swanton bombs.
Well, definitely don't do that. I would hate for you to continue to be in your mask, into your neck brace, and if not more. So definitely, I would highly suggest that that probably would not be a good idea. And if Roman Reigns does in fact win, and you're upset about it, I don't know, maybe throw, if you got a nearby, I don't know, pillow, stuffed animal, whatever, just throw something that may cause minimal damage. And, we'll be cool.
Just knowing how my anger goes, I'm going to throw a shoe before I throw anything else.
Or you can throw a shoe. It's completely
just gotta up tell to you. Whoever's in the way to move over, they're going to get hit.
WrestleMania.
I choose violence sometimes. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry.
You know, sometimes people do, unfortunately, the way this world is and this country is, violence is always our first answer. So at that point, I'm cool with that at that point, as long as it doesn't affect you. And yes, I know somebody just said that your screen, my fault. I completely forgot the whole entire time to click on the 2-person overlay. My bad. But anyway, Jesus, guys, calm down. I'm looking forward to it. Night one, of course, Saturday. Night two is on Sunday. I'll actually be home in time for night one, so I'm looking forward to that. But, any plans? What's your WrestleMania going to look like? Any fancy foods, or are you just going to be chilling and watching some wrestling?
Definitely going to get myself some pizza and wings now that I'm able to eat solid food.
Sweet.
I tried this really good, strawberries and cream tequila. It's really good. It became my favorite. So I'm definitely going to have to get that. But for the most part, probably just chilling at home, watching it either alone or with my friend who comes on my podcast sometimes, my friend Jack. Mm-hmm. I got him into wrestling. And now he is stuck.
Good job. It's pretty addictive. It is pretty addictive. That sounds like a winner to me. And pretty much I get home in time from work and ready to go watch some WrestleMania. And hopefully, I'm really more curious what happens with The Rock and Roman than I am probably the rest of the night, just because, I'm sure it's the most anticipated match, but whatever. But as we wrap up, where can the listeners find you at and, of course, listen to your podcast?
Right now I'm working on getting it on all different platforms. One, like I said before, I just did not think it was going to resonate so well and it was going to be as, big as it was or is. So you can right now find it on Spotify. And soon you guys will be able to listen to my other one, my all-female podcast, Women's Knockout News. So I now run two with, and I run that second one with my friend Jasmine. So we'll be putting out episodes soon, and I will be bringing my podcast Uncaged with Canary back soon too as well. I'm just waiting for my clearance to get out of this neck brace.
Hey, sometimes you just gotta take a break. I completely get it.
For right now, you can find it on Spotify. And as soon as I have it updated, I will be putting it out on different platforms and working on getting it on Apple right now. And I'm working at getting on Google. I'm also working on getting it on YouTube as well.
There you guys go. All the information will be in the description below. If I can talk right, description below the in the info box, whether it's YouTube or the podcast episode itself. Miss Canary, it was fun. The hosted talented host, if I can make it more sound more professional, talented host of the Uncaged with Canary. Phenomenal conversation. I had a blast. I appreciate your time on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, and I definitely enjoyed talking to you. I don't know why I was nervous. This feels like I'm just having a conversation with a friend. But thank you so much for, you know, debuting me for in a way. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. WrestleMania recap show. We maybe talk that in the future. Of course, or in future, be next week. Duh. Anyway, listen to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, Amazon, iHeart, YouTube, Apple, whatever. Wherever you listen to your podcast from, subscribe, like, follow, whatever. Follow us on Twitter at Air Raid Podcast, YouTube, Air Raid Attack Podcast, and there you go. Three more episodes this week. Hey, it's what we do, right? Everyone stay safe, have fun, have enjoy your WrestleMania weekend. We'll see you all same time, same place.
You've been listening to the Air Raid Attack Podcast. Sports, life stories, general topics, but mainly football. Can you blame us? Thanks for listening to the show. We hope you had as much fun as we did. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter at Air Raid Podcast and on YouTube and Facebook at Air Raid Attack Podcast. See you next time at your home of the unfiltered, unscripted, 100% authentic Air Raid Attack Podcast.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!